On Monday, the chancellor of the Minnesota State Colleges and University Systems and the St. Cloud State University interim president sent out statements in response to new federal regulations on immigration. Chancellor Stephen Rosenstone says MNSCU's Board of Trustees has values to understand and appreciate a free and diverse society. Board policy states that, quote, no person shall be discriminated against in the terms and conditions of employment, personal practices, or access to and participation in programs, services, and activities with regard to race, sex, color, creed, religion, age, national origin, disability, marital status, status with regards to public assistance, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, end quote. These statements come after President Donald Trump signed an executive order January 27th, placing immigration restrictions on the following countries: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Rosenstone wants to ensure people, MNSCU is committed to keeping campuses a safe and welcoming place of inclusion, hope, and opportunity for all students and employees. St. Cloud State University Interim President Ashish Vaidya also released a statement to Husky students and employees, reminding them SCSU is dedicated to supporting students from around the world. The university's history shows open exchange programs with more than 90 countries. Right now, St. Cloud State's Center for International Studies is reaching out to international students to offer support and guidance. Vaidya also warns of unsafe travel to the countries Trump placed the ban on for at least the next 90 days. Vaidya finalizes his statement by saying he is concerned about the well-being of students, faculty, and staff who may be affected by these new federal restrictions. He says, quote, St. Cloud State University is committed to engaging as a member of a diverse and multicultural world, end quote. That wraps up this news update. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Karina Borash.